Hi again, it's Steve Mentz, the curator of Lost at Sea. The next stop on the audio tour is William Bourne's book, A Regiment for the Sea. This book is interesting because it's a third-generation copy. Bourne got almost all of his information directly from Richard Eden's Art of Navigation, which was itself a translation from the Spanish pilot Martin Cortés's Arte de Navegar. Unlike both Eden and Cortés, however, Bourne was neither a sailor nor an academic. He was instead a gunnery expert who lived and worked on the banks of the Thames River, and he had direct contact with sailors coming up the river to London. He was probably the first non-university-educated author to write about navigational mathematics for an English audience. Bourne's career testifies to the need to bridge the divide between the academics who understood celestial navigation and the sailors who had to use these methods on the high seas. Perhaps because Bourne was able to explain navigation in terms suitable for non-elite readers, his book became very popular. It was reprinted 11 times in 50 years, and was also published at least 3 times in Dutch. This self-educated writer's example opens up a window onto maritime labor as a way of bringing together people from different social positions. His book also shows how eagerly English readers wanted instruction in maritime technology.